The Syrian army has inflicted heavy losses on militants in Aleppo during its latest operations. The so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that government forces have taken over or control over Handarat camp north of Aleppo. The capture of the camp comes as warplanes are intensively bombarding militant-held areas in the eastern part of Aleppo. The Syrian army earlier announced that it is only targeting militant positions in the city, following reports of civilian casualties on Friday. Airstrikes in Aleppo intensified after the Syrian government announced that it was launching an operation to retake militant-held areas of the city after a ceasefire collapsed. The army is also planning a ground offensive in the eastern part of Aleppo. Our correspondent Mohammed Ali joins us from Syria's capital, Damascus. So it's a major offensive from what we understand. Tell us more about it if you can.
Yes, it is a major offensive in Aleppo. What we know is that according to the official statement by the Syrian army's general command, the Syrian army and its allies were able to take full control of Handarat camp. This is an area about 13 kilometers northeast of the city of Aleppo. What is happening currently is that the Syrian army troops on the ground are dismantling the explosives that were left behind by the armed groups over there in Handarat camp, while other Syrian army units are strengthening now their positions in that area and that camp itself. What is also notable and important to point out to is that for the first time, perhaps, we hear the Syrian army statement officially announcing that this new area, Handarat camp, will be used by the Syrian army as a starting point for other military operations around the camp itself, which indicates that the Syrian army is not just planning to secure the city of Aleppo itself, but also, since that it spoke about Handarat camp, which is in the northern countryside of Aleppo, it seems that the Syrian army will be also expanding its areas of control to the northeast of the camp itself, which means to the northeast of Aleppo over there. Also, important developments are happening inside the city itself as the Syrian army troops on the ground are clashing and confronting terrorists in the area of Sheikh Saeed. This is an area at the south and southeastern edges of Aleppo, and perhaps the Syrian army could be planning to take control of this quarter itself to use it as a starting point to attack more areas in the eastern parts of Aleppo. Now, we know that all of those military operations are happening following the announcement by the Syrian army that it will start its military operations, and with the full aim, of course, with the aim of fully controlling the city of Aleppo entirely. We know that the eastern parts of Aleppo are occupied by terrorists, mainly the Al-Nusra Front and other armed groups that joined forces with, like Nur al-Din al-Zinki and others, and it seems that the Syrian army is determined to press ahead with operations.
And quickly, if you can, you know, one of the things that is leveling criticism against this operation, obviously, and that's to be expected, is the fact that, the Syrian army is targeting some of the so-called, what do you want to call them, rebels, or maybe so-called FSA. There's no way that the Syrian army can distinguish between any of these groups who have terrorists intermingled amongst them. How is there a concerted effort to try to distinguish between these two groups, the terrorists from the so-called rebels that the U.S. backs?
Well, for the moment, the Syrian army did not speak about such details. What the Syrian army actually noted to is that it is looking after striking the terrorists without differentiating between them. This is in the official, of course, statement that we heard 2 days ago from the Syrian army command in Aleppo. However, what we know is that the Syrian army has been calling on the civilians to get away and avoid the headquarters of the terrorist positions over there. But the Syrian army command did not specify who it will be targeting. It just said that it will be targeting the terrorists, the armed terrorist groups, according to the statement over there. But we have to point out too is that the main force in the eastern parts of Aleppo occupying those areas is the Al-Nusra Front, and definitely any other group that joins forces with the Al-Nusra Front will be targeted.
Thank you, Mohammed Ali, correspondent there, talking to us from Damascus.